Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Welcome to all on this fourth Sunday of Advent. Welcome also to all who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for worshiping with us today. For those who are unable to receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament today, let us pray an act of spiritual communion and ask for the graces of the Most Holy Eucharist. My Jesus, I believe that you are in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long for you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you have already come, I embrace you and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Corey. This Mass is being offered for the living and deceased members of the Outreach Mass community.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mystery. I confess to
Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the netherworld, or high as the sky." But Ahaz answered, "I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord." Then Isaiah said, "Listen, O house of David, is it not enough for you to weary people? Must you also weary my God? Therefore the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." The word of the Lord.
Let the Lord enter, he is King of glory. Let the Lord enter, he is King of glory. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. It is he who set it on the seas, on the rivers he made it firm. Let the Lord enter, he is King of glory. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The clean of hands and pure of heart, whose soul is not set on vain things. Let the Lord enter, he is King of glory. Blessings from the Lord shall he receive, and right reward from the God who saves him. Such are the people who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Let the Lord enter, he is King of glory.
A reading from the beginning of the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised previously through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel about his Son, descended from David according to the flesh, but established as Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness, through resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him, we have received the grace of apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the Gentiles, among whom are you also, who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, to all the beloved of God in Rome, called to be holy. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. the word of the Lord.
Conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means, "God is with us." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we are at the fourth Sunday of Advent, right? Which is always usually pretty short, right? We're almost done with the Advent season. And today is a great day to think, look back, right? How have we done? Right? How has been this season of preparation? Right, have we been preparing well? Right, have we been staying awake, right, waiting and hoping for our Lord? Or has this season been like any other? It's a great question to ask, because Advent, our time, our lives should look differently than when we started. If it hasn't, still a little bit of time. But this is a privileged season in which our lives should be changing. Right? There should be more God in our lives now than they were before. But so often, right, Advent is a blur, right? So often Advent is like 2 days and we don't do anything. Nothing changes, right? Because we're already focused on Christmas. We're already focused on the decorations, on the parties, on the presents. Right? We're already at the joy. You can forget about preparation. But when we do that, we start taking kind of God out of our lives little bit by little bit. And it might not be intentional, it might not be obvious. It might be in very, 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 very small ways. But when we stop really taking Advent as the season it's supposed to be, things start to go a little haywire. We start living our lives on our own, right? Not trusting the Lord, not having Him at our center as that foundation. And we become very much like Ahaz in our first reading. And I love this reading. And sadly, we don't get to hear the beginning of it. But Ahaz, as he is kind of king, there's multiple kingdoms about to come to attack him. And it seems almost hopeless that they're going to survive. So he's freaking out, naturally. But the Lord says to him, basically, don't be afraid. Do not be afraid, right? These two kingdoms, the Lord actually calls them two smoldering stubs of firewood. That's what the Lord calls these kingdoms. These people that are coming up against you, they're nothing. Smoldering pieces of firewood, right? Do not be afraid. It will not take place. It will not happen. Right? Don't be afraid. That's what the Lord's saying. Now, Ahaz is still afraid. He's still terrified. Because that's why we get where it starts off in our reading. The Lord says, okay, ask for a sign. Right? I will once again show you that I'm here. And Ahaz says, no, I'm not going to tempt the Lord. I'm not going to ask. Now, that seems like a good thing, right? We don't want to tempt the Lord, right? We don't want to suppose, you know. But that's not what Ahaz means. Right? Ahaz is being a little prideful because he doesn't want the answer. He's like, no, I'm not going to do it because I know if I ask, you're going to prove your point. He's still holding on to his own. He's still doing it on his terms. Right? That's what happens when we don't keep God at the center of our life. And that's why God responds, right? Okay, you're not going to ask, I'm going to tell you. Right? I'm going to show you why you can trust me. And he gives this beautiful prophecy that we hear again and again, especially in this Christmas season in preparation. Right? The virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. Right? That's going to be the sign. Right? That's how you're going to know that I am here. This is why you can trust me, why you can believe, why you can have faith in me. That's what this Advent season is supposed to be about. To get to a point where we can actually believe that. We can actually hold on to that. And so maybe we haven't been doing a good job this Advent season. Right, I get it. There's a lot of things that I wanted to do to prepare that I did not. But are we different than when we started? That's the whole goal. That's the whole point. To prepare. And so if you haven't, right, there's still time. There's 4 days. I think 4 days, right? I think it's 4 days. We have time. Not a lot, but we have time. And that's why maybe we need to be a little bit more like St. Joseph. Right? Because in our gospel, we get a very similar thing. We have someone else who is up against seemingly impossible odds, right? There's no way that this could possibly happen. Right? There's no way that things could turn out any differently than what it looks like. And yet God says once again, right, be not afraid, right? Don't worry. I'm here. Trust me. And he gives them once again a beautiful prophecy that gets fulfilled and says the exact same thing. Behold, a virgin will conceive and bear a son. And shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Right? How often do we forget that?
okay, as a side note. Right, God is with us, folks. Let us remember that. Right, so let us be more like St. Joseph rather than Ahaz, because St. Joseph, after the Lord said, "Be not afraid, I'm going to show you why you can believe me. Right, I can give you the proof why you can trust me." Because then right after that encounter, Joseph awoke and he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded and took his wife into his home. He took that child into his home. St. Joseph can be our model. Right, as we're striving to prepare in these last days, as we're striving to really keep God at the center of our life, let us be like St. Joseph, who did a couple things. He wasn't afraid after the Lord told him what to do. But two, he actually did what the Lord asked him to do. We got to follow through. But I think ultimately, especially as we're in the season, we have to take Mary into our homes. Or we have to build a relationship with Mary, because it's through her that we get her son, our Savior, Jesus. And so maybe, as we've been preparing, or maybe not been preparing, maybe between now and Christmas, which is, once again, I think 4 days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I think it's 4 days. Right, maybe we pray a rosary. Right, maybe we ask for Mary's intercession. Right, maybe we take an active role in bringing her into our lives. Because in turn, we start bringing Jesus into our lives in a very real and practical way. So once again, that's what Advent has been about. Preparing, right? Waiting and hoping, getting ready for when our Savior comes. There's still time. So let us never forget that Jesus Christ, He is Emmanuel, He is with us. So in these last few days of preparation, let us strive to be like St. Joseph while there's still time.
Now let us profess our faith as we say,
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, consubstantial of the Father. Really all things were made. Our
Trusting in God's love and mercy, let us confidently pray to our Father.
For bishops, may God strengthen them in their witness to the gospel. Let us pray to the Lord. For government leaders, may the Holy Spirit inspire them in leading with integrity and compassion. Let us pray to the Lord. For those traveling the long road of grief, may they know Christ's presence and rest in the confidence that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Let us pray to the Lord. For all gathered here, may God open our hearts and minds to His will for our lives. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who are homebound or suffering from poor health, may they find this season of Advent to be a time of healing and hope. Especially Rosemary Baldwin, Philip Novak, George and Angelica Liu, and those listed in our book of prayer, let us pray to the Lord. For our loved ones who have died, may our loving Father lead them into His heavenly kingdom, especially Corey Cummings, Kay Kevern, John B. Zarnecki, and all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, we humbly ask that you hear our prayers through Christ our Lord. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Holy Spirit, O Lord, sanctify these gifts laid upon your altar, just as he filled with his power the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
And lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For all the oracles of the prophets foretold him, the Virgin Mother longed for him with love beyond all telling. John the Baptist sang of his coming and proclaimed his presence when he came. It is by his gift that already we rejoice at the mystery of his nativity, so that he may find us watchful in prayer and exultant in his praise. And so, with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with this Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant, Leo, our Pope, and Earl, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord,
thank you.
Come, O radiant sun of justice,
come to us, O Emmanuel,
come and shine on those in darkness.
Come to us, O Emmanuel,
all who dwell in shades of death.
Come to us, O Emmanuel, come to us, O Emmanuel,
come, O light of all the nations,
come to us, O Emmanuel,
come, bright morning star of new hope,
come to us, O Emmanuel,
come and shine among us.
Let us pray. Having received this pledge of eternal redemption, we pray, Almighty God, that as on the feast day of our salvation draws ever nearer, so we may press forward all the more eagerly to the worthy celebration of the mystery of your Son's Nativity, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Please join us in sending forth singing number 395, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Again, that's 395.
Blessed Advent to you all. Thank you for joining us in the season of expectation, a season of preparation. Sure, there are a lot of material preparations. We're cooking, we're baking, we're wrapping gifts and shopping, we're preparing for holiday parties and holy days to come. But most of all, let us keep Christ in Christmas. Let us keep our attention on our spiritual preparations and making room in our heart for an infant Savior. Thank you for your support of the Outreach Mass community so that we can keep these beautiful liturgies, these Advent liturgies, these Christmas liturgies available to those who aren't always able to go to church due to their health or infirmities or just the winter weather. If you wish to support the Outreach Mass, send donations, care of Outreach Mass, to 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for your support. May God bless and keep you in this holy season, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.